Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So, this evening, and literally it is this evening, I'm recording a new Live the Fuel episode. Not just any Live the Fuel episode, our 100th episode. And for you, my listeners, FYI, I am actually not just recording this right now, but I'm also recording this live on Facebook Live. So when I post our 100th episode to the podcast world, there will already be a blog content article on livethefuel.com/100. And I will go ahead and embed in my Facebook Live video feed because I am currently recording live from the Killington Grand Resort Hotel, obviously in Killington, Vermont. And so obviously this is going to be a solo episode with you and myself, you're not just your co-host, but really the only host of Live the Fuel, the founder. Yes, it's me, Scott Mulvaney. And so sorry you're stuck just with me on this episode, but it is my 100th episode, so I can pretty much do whatever the hell I want. So on that point, I want to point out to the fact that I'm literally recording this live while on a trip in Vermont. And this is not a business trip. I'm actually up here for a good friend's bachelor party. And they are currently, because right now I'm actually looking at my watch, and this is showing on Facebook Live. It is 12:24 a.m., and I am currently in one of the Mountain Lodge, I guess, space. In the backdrop is a behind me down. I'm up on the second floor, but down below, I mean, it's after midnight, so you can't really see me. But if you look at the Facebook Live feed, I got dark windows behind me, but really, literally right outside the windows is a beautiful view of Killington Mountain. And we were up there mountain biking today and ripping their downhill mountain biking courses. So yes, for this bachelor party, and for, I'll just go ahead and shout out to my buddy Jared. It is his bachelor party. We're up here ripping downhill mountain biking trails today. And then tomorrow, we are hitting some golf. The next day, more downhill mountain biking. And the following day, maybe some golf or maybe some more downhill mountain biking. Knowing us, probably more downhill mountain biking. But let's get to the point. I decided to come on this trip. And obviously, I knew that it was going to be coming right around our 100th episode. And to be honest to you, my listeners, I'm going to make this short and sweet because normally when you guys listen to the Live the Fuel show, you guys are getting on a quality co-host. I've brought on, especially recently, some amazing new doctors. We talk about health. I bring on other co-hosts talking about business and lifestyle balance. Literally right after episode 100 here, I've already gone ahead and recorded the next two or three episodes, 101, 102, and 103. So those guys are already pre-recorded. 101 will be a business professional, and we'll talk about some of that lifestyle balance on that episode. But I realized that when it comes to 100, you know what? This is my show, and I'm just really, really proud and excited of you guys, my listeners, and those of you that are out there sharing this podcast, because I've founded this show less than 1 year ago. Literally, I started recording for this show probably in August of 2016. Didn't go live until, obviously, September 2016. And we're already at 100 episodes. Coming up next month in September, we're going to be launching actually some new training protocols for my consulting business for sales and marketing consulting. We're also going to be I'm going to be speaking at the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference. I do some public speaking on the side. And last year, I attended that conference right around when we launched this podcast show. So I thought that was pretty awesome that as far as timing, we're timed right around that time period. So most importantly, again, just to you guys, my listeners, literally, I'm in here right now. It is probably, I'm looking at my altimeter. We are, and again, I use the Garmin the 735 XT model watch. It's awesome here, actually. My Facebook Livers, you can just see the face there. So I'm not lying. It is after midnight, and the numbers are backwards on video, but that shows you 12:27, aka military time. I still use military time on my watches only because I used to work for the federal government and as a wildland firefighter, and I just like the whole military time versus the traditional 12-hour window. So, most importantly, I actually gave the opportunity to my good buddies to come on the show and hang out and like help me promote the podcast and just, you know, talk some good guy talk and talk about the bachelor party and stuff like that. But admittedly, none of them were really that overly interested in it. And I really don't give a crap because in the end, you guys, my listeners, I'm out there publishing content to the online world and I'm influencing people around the world. In different countries, at different time zones. So if my own good friends that I mountain bike with, hang out with, maybe catch up with over a drink, we all have some wives, fiancés, girlfriends, obviously from my buddy, it's going to be his future wife. I'm not here to make everybody happy. And you know what? I was actually really excited to try and bring on some close buddies and have them actually air on the show. But I can't make that happen. I can't force them to want to be on this podcast. So, admittedly, we went out to a dinner. I decided to play designated driver. I did not drink. I was actually behaving myself this evening because it's not about me. It's about my buddy and his event and our good friends. And we had some great dinner. And obviously, after an amazing and an epic day of downhill mountain biking, my most favorite trail of today was called Sideshow Bob. So if you ever make it up to Killington, Vermont, to the Killington Resort, whether or not you're staying here at the Killington Grand Hotel or not, you gotta come up here and rip the trails. And one of the intermediate trails is not even the advanced trail. It's called Sideshow Bob. And we're going to be hit some more aggressive trails in 2 days. So don't worry about that. We literally just got up here at like 12:30 today. Didn't probably get on the trail to about closer to 2:30, and the lift runs close at like 5 o'clock. So we really had to get our butts in gear and get the job done. So anyway, long story short, we had an epic day of mountain biking. Just, oh my God, the trails flow at such an amazing speed, amazing pace. I mean, they did an amazing job here building the trail systems. Most of my buddies are ripping their full downhill mountain bike rigs. I'm on my Cannondale Scalpel 29er, full suspension, mind you, but it's not set up for downhill. So you really got to stay focused on your riding skills and keep yourself safe. We're all armored up, you know, full helmets and forearm pads and shin pads. And normally I don't mountain bike like that, but when it comes to downhill, you don't mess around. And obviously tomorrow we won't have to wear all that armor because we'll be on a golf course teeing off. And I suck at golf because I just don't play it enough. It's not full of enough adrenaline for me, so I don't play it that often. Even though it comes up in business a lot, I really probably should play golf more. But yeah, it's admittedly one of my weaknesses. And I guess that's what I'm going to kind of make the point of the show here today is that we decided to balance a trip, not just for ourselves, but also our buddy. You know, Jared, it's his bachelor party. It's what he wants. And his brother, one of my best friends, Jason, you know, planned everything and said, listen, man, let's set it up a week of mountain biking, downhill, basically racing downhill courses, you know, on a ski mountain and tossing some golf while we're at it, some great dinners, some great meals, and enjoy the beautiful mountain air of Vermont and here in the Northeast U.S. So no complaints. And when it comes to you guys, my followers, my listeners, I'm giving you a taste of what real life is about. This is about life, and this is about balance. And when it came to episode 100, yeah, could I have recorded this ahead of time and done this pre-recorded and perfect? And I was like, you know what? No, screw it. Like, I was actually stressed out about it for the past 2 weeks. And I was like, you know what? I really don't give a shit. Like, if you guys love this show and you're sharing it and you're getting the word out there and you love the fact that I'm trying to help you guys through the co-hosts we bring on the show or even through my random solo episodes, even this one, try and help you guys balance your health, your business, your lifestyle, then great, I'm doing a good job. And I want to hear that feedback. So submit those iTunes reviews through the iTunes app. Like, get me feedback. Help me build this show to be more successful. And obviously, you know, give back to you guys, my listeners and my followers. So thank you guys, and I just want to give you a shout out because this is what it's all about. It's not about me, it's about you guys. And even though I'm up here in Vermont enjoying a bachelor party, and if you hear that bell in the background, that's an elevator because I'm literally in a hotel right now. So thank you. That's the whole point of this show, is that I checked my downloads actually a day or two ago. I haven't even checked them today. I know we're well over 32,000 downloads. I've never advertised a show. It's all organic growth. We're less than a year old. We now have 100 episodes in the tank. It's just building and putting in the reps, and there's going to be a lot of explosive growth coming. So those of you who have hung in for the long haul and continue to download my show and stay subscribed, thank you. For you guys that are newer, please stay subscribed. Obviously, most of my episodes are not set up like this. Literally, I'm bringing on doctors, biologists. Recently, Dr. Phil Carson, who's a doctor of pharmacy, who's focused on natural health, though, versus medical practices. I bring on consultants, entrepreneurs, and we discuss how to help you guys fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle, teach you balance. Obviously, I decided to take a couple days off from business purposes. I don't consider Live the Fuel and my podcast a business. That's why I'm sitting here with you guys live on Facebook right now after midnight. It is now 12:33, and we're recording our 100th episode together. So this is my dedication to you guys, and this is the proof to you guys that that's what I decided when it came to recording this episode. I'm going to show you how it is, man. Like, I'm currently not sleeping when I'm supposed to be sleeping because I'm a health nut and I believe in a good, healthy sleep cycle. And I was hanging out with my bros, so that's why I'm not recording this until after midnight. And that's what I'm giving you guys, is reality. I'm balancing life. I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to record this episode. These guys are ready to go to bed. I'm out here in the lobby, hanging out in the lounge. Very nice, by the way, leather chair. I'm very comfortable. My butt is super comfortable. And I'm out here chilling out with you guys, recording the 100th episode of Live the Fuel, man. Like, I'm beyond stoked. I'm beyond excited. So please, I hope you guys watching the Facebook video or listening into this podcast show know that I'm serious. I love you guys. Thank you so much for following me and at least keeping up with either me as Scott Mulvaney on Facebook, or obviously the Live the Fuel feed here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have the YouTube feed now as well. This video will actually publish back over to YouTube as well. Like, I'm not messing around, guys. We have a lot of growth ahead of us. Obviously, I'm trying to grow myself in my marketing, consulting, and my public speaking. But when it comes to this show, this is about giving back to you guys and helping grow your health, your business, your lifestyle with my support and the support of my co-hosts. So again, thank you for following. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for submitting your reviews. If you haven't submitted yet, please submit again. But admittedly, I'm going to keep this episode short because, like I said, if you guys follow the show, most of the time our episodes are running at least 30, 45, 60 minutes plus with awesome co-hosts. So when it comes to my 100th episode, I don't need to go that long, all right? Let's focus on quality, and I'm proving to you guys, I'm balancing life right now. I've been Killington, Vermont, ripping some sweet, epic downhill mountain bike trails. You guys follow me on Facebook, you follow me on Instagram, you'll see some pics, you'll see some videos. I'll be posting all the content. I'm not lying. I'm up here living life to the fullest, ripping some sweet trails. Going to go play some golf, even though I suck at it. And then I'm going to go rip some more trails, and then some more trails, and love the mountain life here in Vermont. I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was a 5.5-6 hour drive. So worth it. And we've only been mountain biking just this afternoon prior to recording this. So I just want to say, guys, I'm loving life right now. I want you guys to be loving life. You guys don't need to go up to Killington, Vermont and do what I'm doing. I'm hoping that I just want to rub off on you guys. Please balance life, okay? Focus on your friends, your family. Focus on making changes that are going to really empower you to live your life more to the fullest, okay? Or in my slogan, to live the fired up epic life, okay? To keep your health, your business, your lifestyle balanced, okay? That's what all of this is about. So thank you for following. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to talk to you guys again soon, guys. I'm going to sign out. So that's my 100th episode for the Live the Fuel podcast. Please tune in. Stay subscribed. Go on to your favorite podcaster app. Podcatcher app, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever. If you're using an Apple phone versus a Google, Android, whatever, I really don't care. Just thank you for listening. Obviously, I even have the recorder built into the website so you can go and listen to the episodes right on the website. Stay subscribed. Please get me some reviews. Thank you again. I need to go get some rest because we got a big day of golf tomorrow. Yeah, woe is me. And then some more downhill mountain biking. So, yeah, I'm going to go live life to the fullest by getting some sleep and balance my life and stay healthy so I can kick it into gear tomorrow morning with a big old breakfast of healthy eggs and bacon. And then get back to you guys tomorrow with episode 101 that'll release on Monday. So, obviously, for those of you guys following me on Facebook, thanks for listening in. Thanks for hanging out. This episode will air this Friday as episode 100 of Live the Fuel. We're not slowing down. We're picking up some steam. Thanks for following. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for subscribing to the email list as well. There's so many thanks that I can give, and that's what this is all about. Just thank you for supporting Live the Fuel, and I hope I continue to get back to you guys as we continue to grow. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Keep living a fired up epic life. Peace. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to this show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's I believe pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.